This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials with the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said Friday some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, many elderly and with disabilities, are clinging to existence in horrific circumstances around the besieged city of Bakhmut, where Russian forces have been trying for months to capture the city. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a news briefing via video link, ICRC official Umar Khan said thousands of people still in around Bakhmut are living in dire conditions, spending almost entire days in shelters, waiting out what has been almost constant intense shelling. He said buildings in the region are crushed by military firepower, roofs are ripped off, and apartment buildings are littered with holes. Khan said they've been trying to deliver basic supplies to help the people survive.
For these communities, the International Committee of the Red Cross recently delivered hygiene kits, solar lamps, containers, water containers, essential repair supplies, and handheld tools. These are the practical items that give them practical solutions to the problems they're facing every day.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's defense ministry says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has severely dislocated the Russian military's training system because instructors have largely been deployed to Ukraine. In a Twitter post Friday, the ministry said Russia has likely redeployed at least 1,000 troops who had been training in southwestern Belarus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday the military is set to launch a counteroffensive against Russian troops but needs help from their European neighbors. The Rwandan government has commuted the prison sentence of Paul Rusesabagina nearly 3 years after he was captured and detained. Rusesabagina was once a hotel manager in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. He's credited with saving hundreds of lives during the country's 1994 genocide. His actions inspired the